Springfield 68, Farragut Square 66, Laurel 65. Some of us could be down to the low 40s overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up tonight on WTOP, this is new. A man has been convicted of killing two Oakton High School teens in 2022 with his car, traveling at more than 80 miles an hour in a zone that only allowed you to go 35.
Did the Fairfax County school system fail to protect a former student? A jury issues its verdict on Kate Ryan.
Why a group of D.C. public school students are suing the city. I'm Mike Marilla.
A new way locally to catch drivers illegally passing stopped school buses. Police have been tangling with student demonstrators in Texas and California while the House Speaker paid a visit to Columbia University. We'll go in depth with the Washington Post. It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters flood the campus of the University of Texas at Austin, calling for Israel to end the occupation of Gaza. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Palestinian Solidarity Committee of Austin calling for the student walkout and to occupy the campus's south lawn. Hundreds have done so. They've been met by more than 50 state troopers in riot gear working to disperse the crowd. Arrests have been made, one being the protest organizer. This comes a month after Texas Governor Greg Abbott singled out pro-Palestinian groups when issuing an executive order to crack down on acts of anti-Semitism on Texas campuses. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the Columbia University campus in New York today stresses support for Jewish students and staff and calls on the school's president to resign.
He's not maintaining order here, and that's of great concern to millions of American people.
The wars in Gaza and Ukraine are the topic of conversation between CBS's Nora O'Donnell in her one-on-one with Pope Francis, who speaks through an interpreter.
You have called for a ceasefire in many of your sermons. Can you help negotiate peace?
I can pray. I do. I pray a lot.
During World Children's Day, which is the end of May, the UN says over a million people will be facing famine in Gaza, many of them children. What can be done?
Not only Gaza, we should think about Ukraine.
Protesters outside the U.S. Supreme Court today. This as justices consider an abortion case out of Idaho. CBS's Jan Crawford reports.
It was a pretty fascinating argument as the justices struggled over this very restrictive Idaho abortion ban, which only allows doctors to perform abortions when a mother's life is at stake or in cases of rape or incest.
A proposed repeal of Arizona's 1864 near-total ban on abortions wins approval from the State House. CBS's Shauna Mizell with more.
Now this bill will go to the state Senate. The Senate won't be able to bring this up until next Wednesday, since the legislature meets every Wednesday. And depending on, you know, the efforts in the Senate and how that goes, it would eventually make its way to Governor Katie Hobbs' desk. She's a Democrat, and she's already voiced support for repealing this ban.
An Arizona grand jury indicts 11 Republicans who falsely declared former President Donald Trump won the state in 2020. Arizona becomes the fourth state to bring charges against so-called fake electors. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 here on WTOP, Wednesday night, April 24th, 2024. Springfield is at 68, could be down to the low 40s overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. New tonight, the driver in a high-speed crash that killed two teen girls walking home from Oakton High School back in 2022 will be sentenced tomorrow. NBC4 reports that Usman Shaheed was found guilty on counts of involuntary manslaughter in Fairfax County Court today. Shaheed was 18 when prosecutors say he accelerated his new BMW to 81 miles per hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone after a traffic light he was trying to make turned yellow. His car then crashed into another vehicle, sending him onto the sidewalk, where he hit three teens, killing two of them. He faces up to 20 years in prison. The same jury that convicted him will now hear victim impact statements and then decide on a punishment. Did Fairfax County Public Schools fail to protect a 12-year-old girl? after she accused other students of sexual assault and harassment back in 2011. That was the question at the center of a lawsuit involving the school system. Tonight, as WTOP's Kate Ryan reports, a federal jury has reached a decision.
The jury in the U.S. District Court case found in favor of the Fairfax County Board of Education and school employees, in effect denying the allegations by the 24-year-old woman, identified only as Kate or BR, that the school system had failed to protect her when she was 12 and reported that she had been sexually assaulted in a school hallway, sexually harassed, and later attacked off school grounds. Attorneys for the school system suggested that the Rachel Carson Middle School former student's allegations were not true. They left the courtroom without comment, but in a statement, a Fairfax County school spokesperson wrote that the verdict showed the school board and nine former and current educators, quote, acted in a caring, respectful, and professional manner when Kate was a student. The plaintiff left the courthouse surrounded by supporters. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It's 8:05. A group of D.C. school kids says that their school took steps to suppress their pro-Palestinian speech. Now WTOP's Mike Murillo is reporting that they're suing with the goal of a judge stepping in and forcing the school to allow their events to take place.
Students don't leave their free speech rights behind when they pass through the schoolhouse door.
Arthur Spitzer is an attorney for the ACLU of D.C. and says they took the case after hearing from the Arab Student Union at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School. He says the school allegedly stopping the group from screening a movie that examines how Western media covers the Israel-Hamas conflict, the censoring of a Palestinian culture event, and administrators making the group remove some Palestinian symbols from handouts led to the lawsuit. Spitzer says the actions violated the students' rights, and they say the school does have a Jewish student club.
If they wanted to hand out a leaflet, if they wanted to put on a program of Israeli music and dance, whatever they wanted, they should certainly have that right.
D.C. Public Schools says it can't comment on pending litigation. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
D.C. is cracking down on drivers who try to pass a stopped school bus starting on Monday. 25 district school buses will be outfitted with cameras to do just that. If a driver tries to illegally go around the bus, when the stop arm is extended, the cameras will record video and take images of the car's license plates. Violators will start out with a warning for the first 45 days. After that, it could be a $500 fine. D.C. launches a program to let aspiring teachers work in classrooms now, even as they're getting their bachelor's degree. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us the Earn and Learn program is one way the district is trying to tackle teacher shortages.
It's open to D.C. high school graduates and paraprofessionals.
The program is designed to remove financial barriers to entering the teaching profession.
Elizabeth Ross with the city explains the program allows aspiring educators to get paid to work in a school
while they are simultaneously earning a no-cost degree in elementary education, early childhood education, or special education.
That degree will come from the University of the District of Columbia. Ross says after reviewing data, those were the specialties with the highest demand.
We do have persistent areas where we hear from our LEAs that they are excited for a deeper bench from which they can hire.
The program is expected to start this fall. It'll enroll up to 50 people. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather on WTOP, a European fashion chain has its eyes on us here in D.C. Your traffic report in about 30 seconds.
Hurry to Ashley for our incredible Beat the Clock sale. This Saturday, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Ashley, save 30% off your furniture purchase. 2 till 6 p.m., save 25% off. And from 6 till 9 p.m., save 20% off. Unbeatable deals. Sofas, $4.49. Five-piece dining sets, $3.79. Queen beds, $2.49. Hurry to Ashley this Saturday, 9 a.m. for our biggest discount and save 30% off on all furniture. Beat the clock and save Saturday at Ashley. Visit homestores.com. Store for participating locations near you.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Let's go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
On 395 South in the district, the incident now cleared near Main Avenue. All lanes open, delays quickly clearing out. And up and down 295, things are running pretty well. Not a whole lot happening there. And 50 out to the Bay Bridge, they looks like they're ready to set up the work pattern for tonight. For now, you got one lane getting by westbound, and the eastbound span is still open, but that could change later on. So there's a bit of a slowdown from Route 8 westbound. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway are each running without delay. Same with 270 between the Beltway and Interstate 70. Around the Beltway in Maryland and in Virginia, all is quiet. And eastbound on 66 near Fairfax Drive, they cleared the broken down car. Running well on 66 in both directions now, both 395 and 95 also running pretty well tonight. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob, let's go to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Well, we got the rain out of here early this morning, the few showers that we did have, and now today there's just been some partly cloudy skies. Well, tomorrow I'm tracking more clouds and temperatures, some 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Now, this evening will be between 57 and about 63. 3 degrees before dropping off into the lower and upper 40s by early Thursday morning. Do look for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies for your Thursday and anywhere between 58 and 63 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. It is looking much cooler even on Friday with sunshine. Expect highs around 65 degrees for Friday and Saturday, then mid-80s coming your way for Sunday, day one of a 5-day warm stretch with highs in the 80s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson, 65 degrees. Waldorf, 65. L'Enfant Plaza, 68. Dropping all the way to 42 in some places. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour, and we're going to Jeff Claypool.
Mortgage rates are back above 7%. Mortgage applications are down 15% from a year ago. Starbucks and Workers United will resume bargaining for union talks after a 2-year standoff. European women's fashion chain Mango is setting sights on D.C. for U.S. expansion with plans for at least 4 stores here initially. The Dow lost 43 points in Wednesday's session. The Nasdaq gained 16. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
And still ahead here on WTOP, the U.S. Speaker of the House now weighing in on the school protests taking place across the U.S. He made a trip to Columbia University in New York. Some analysis about that on the way at 8:11.
Hello, I'm Jamie Bell, president of Lido Pizza, and I want to share a story about our partnership with WTOP. We began advertising with WTOP News over 20 years ago. Over the years, thousands of people have visited Lido Pizza after hearing our messages. I value the success of this partnership, and WTOP is a terrific advertising option if you need lots of customers. It's one of the reasons we've grown to over 120 locations spanning from New York to Florida. At Lido Pizza, we take pride in never cutting corners. Lido Pizza has been a local favorite since 1955. At WTOP, they take pride in creating customized marketing plans for their advertisers that deliver measurable results. So if you're looking for catering, fundraising opportunities, or just an easy, delicious meal, please visit a Lido Pizza near you or order online at LidoPizza.com. If you need help attracting new customers to your business, I encourage you to contact WTOP. Go to WTOP.com and search advertise. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening, it's 8:12.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Coming up here on WTOP, starting at 6 tomorrow morning, will be a little more like the Port of Baltimore has reopened again, at least for a little while. That's later this half hour on WTOP. More news in about 30 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 8:14, and we're glad to have your company tonight. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war continue to grow at college campuses across the country. There are reports from the Associated Press of police tangling with students and demonstrators at colleges in Texas and California. Meantime, House Speaker Mike Johnson made remarks at New York's Columbia University today, calling for a change in school leadership.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos. As Speaker of the House, I am committing today that the Congress will not be silent as Jewish students are expected to run for their lives and stay home from their classes hiding in fear.
Columbia is negotiating with pro-Palestinian protesters to clear an encampment on school grounds. Earlier we had a chance to talk about the speaker's visit with Washington Post Live anchor Leanne Caldwell.
Interesting and kind of unexpected decision to stop at Columbia. Obviously, these protests that have been roiling college campuses have become a new flashpoint in American politics. And President Biden has kind of walked a tightrope on this issue, wanting to condemn violence, but also any sort of anti-Semitism, but also support people who are protesting for the Palestinian people. Meanwhile, now you have House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is fresh off a major victory of passing a massive military aid bill for Ukraine and Israel and elsewhere, is dug deep into these politics by actually attending the university. He is there to denounce any sort of anti-Semitism. But this was also a very political statement to show what he believes about the war in Israel and that he is profoundly on Israel's side.
You mentioned he's fresh off a victory in passing the Ukraine funding bill, but that has also perhaps left him vulnerable among some on his right flank. And could this trip to Columbia University somehow be to reinforce that?
Absolutely, Dimitri. He is vulnerable and he has lost a lot of political power among the right flank of his party. Now, this is one of the things that he is doing to help to build that back up again. And so, you know, I don't know if it'll work, but it is an instance where he is trying to show his conservative bona fides and that he's not willing to get involved in a partisan fight, especially when he just passed legislation that was extremely bipartisan and had the support of a lot more Democrats than members of his own party.
Washington Post Live anchor Leanne Caldwell on Skype. She's co-author of the early 202 newsletter. We were talking about House Speaker Mike Johnson's visit to the Columbia University campus. Other news related to this, police have tangled with student demonstrators both in Texas and California, while new encampments have sprouted at Harvard and other colleges. School leaders are trying to find ways to defuse this growing wave of pro-Palestinian protests. At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens of local police and state troopers formed a line to prevent students from marching through the campus today, eventually clashing with protesters and detaining multiple people. And at the University of Southern California, police removed several tents, then got into a tugging match with protesters before falling back. The actions across the U.S. came after Columbia University averted another confrontation between students and police earlier in the day. But looking at other top stories here on WTOP, there are now protests over the Israel-Hamas war taking place at colleges from coast to coast, as we've described. President Biden signs the foreign aid bill. While some money goes directly to Ukraine, a lot of it goes to American arms factories to replenish weapons supplies. A jury sides with Fairfax County Public Schools in a suit accusing the system of ignoring a middle schooler's sexual assault claims from 2011. Keep it here for full details on the stories. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks on WTOP. We're going to Bob Immler in the traffic center.
Around the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia, traffic continues to run without delay. No work zones are set up as of yet on 270 or in Virginia. Things are generally good to go on both 395 and 95 and on 66. The earlier incident eastbound has cleared, and that was inside the Beltway near Fairfax Drive. No problem there now as that has moved on. And traffic at the Wilson Bridge is doing all right. Meanwhile, in the district, they cleared the crash on northbound, make that southbound 395, and that was right around Main Avenue, and it's gone. And there's no delay there now at all, and traffic in great shape on the Maryland side, 95 Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each running well between the beltways, 50 out to Annapolis and the Bay Bridge, running without delay. Westbound briefly slow getting on the Bay Bridge, 95 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway are quiet, as is 270. Allergens are everywhere. You need Hadid. Get 15% off hygienic implant rug cleaning now. Visit joehadid.com. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob, let's go next to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
A nice evening as winds ease with some partly cloudy skies. Our temperatures drop off into the upper 50s by late evening. By Thursday morning, 42 to 48 degrees across the area. Some scattered clouds, but looking dry. And for the day tomorrow, your afternoon, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures around 60 degrees. So that's much cooler than today. Closer to 65 degrees for Friday and Saturday. Mostly sunny on Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday. But get ready for a major warm-up starting Sunday, going through the early part of next week with highs in the 80s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now at DuPont Circle 66, Germantown 63, Annandale 67, some parts of our area dropping to the low 40s overnight. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up here on WTOP.
The kids rally for the Caps. In Arlington, I'm Dick Uliano.
More news for you in 90 seconds.
Hey, D.C., George Wallace here. Are you looking to lock in your Friday night plans? Well, here's where you need to be. Audi Field, April 26th at 7:30 to watch the Washington Spirit take on the Orlando Pride. They're playing well. It's going to be an unforgettable experience. There's going to be world-class soccer, a superhero-themed poster giveaway, and plenty more. I'm a sports guy, so you know I've already got my tickets. Make sure you don't miss out. Get yours today at WashingtonSpirit.com/tickets and join me in cheering on D.C.'s professional women's soccer team. Let's show our support together.
I'm Katie from Long Baths. For decades, we've helped families just like yours bring beauty, value, and safety to their homes. Whether your bathroom is outdated or lacks the features you need, we're ready to help you get the bath or shower that's perfect for you. And we'll get it done the right way, the long way. Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years. Visit longbaths.com to get your free estimate today.
This is John from 2060 Digital, and our partners are asking, what will be the most significant trends for digital marketing in 2024? With a growing number of tools and privacy policies, digital advertising is becoming more complex. It's critical to tie your marketing spend to business results. To prepare for the new year, review your website analytics, ads platforms, and internal systems to ensure they work together to provide a clear ROI. For more questions and tips, visit us at 2060digital.com/DC.
You're listening to WTOP News.
822, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us. This is new tonight on WTOP. Maryland's State Board of Education has appointed Dr. Carrie Wright as the new state superintendent of schools. Wright had been serving as the interim superintendent since October. She replaced Mohammed Chaudhry, who resigned from the role last year. The State Board of Education will hold a news briefing with Wright Monday morning at 10 o'clock. But Maryland has a new permanent state superintendent of schools. The Washington Capitals need all the support they can get right now after going down 2-0 in their first-round playoff series with the New York Rangers. The teams are back here in D.C. on Friday night as Washington tries again for a win. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports that the team, the Caps, did find some love from local school kids today.
If the Caps don't bounce back against the Rangers, don't blame the students at Cardinal Elementary School in Arlington.
I love the Caps. I think that they are going to do amazing in Game 3, and I'm really hopeful.
Fifth grader Mahi Campbell joined her classmates in the schoolyard in an hour-long rally to give the Caps a boost. The team mascot, Slapshot, helped lead the cheers, and the kids practiced their stick handling between cheers. Fifth grader Aaron Painter urges the Caps to persevere.
I think that they should just continue to try really hard, and hopefully they can make it into the second round.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Other news tonight, as crews continue to remove the wreckage of the Fallen Key Bridge, more ship traffic will be able to move in and out of Baltimore. A 35-foot deep channel called the Fort McHenry Limited Access Channel opens at 6 tomorrow morning. It will allow some additional commercial ships to pass through the area now that part of the waterway can handle that size. There are three other channels with a lower depth that are also temporarily being used for commercial ships. A fraternity at the University of Virginia has been expelled. This follows an investigation into hazing. WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports the national leadership of the fraternity is supporting the move.
Men,
Actions have consequences.
In a YouTube video speaking ostensibly to the Pi Kappa Alpha membership, the fraternity's executive vice president, Justin Buck, doesn't challenge the allegations.
This action was taken following the confirmed, abhorrent, and detestable hazing activities by individuals.
Neither he nor the university has provided initial details about the hazing activities. The school says they'll be posted soon on the university's website.
We will have a constant reminder of the embarrassment which these men have caused. That is why the fraternity fully supports the individual pursuit by the University of Virginia against over 20 men, many of whom will be facing expulsion from the university.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
See the video at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
8:25 as we go to Rob Woodfork.
Well, the Dodgers are at Nats Park getting some payback on Jake Irvin, leading the Nationals now 6-2 in the sixth inning. And this time last week, Irvin was all smiles. He pitched a six-inning shutout for his first win of the season. But tonight, he pitched only 4 2/3 innings of 12 hit, 6-run ball, had a walk and 3 strikeouts, and did all that on 103 pitches. He is in line for his second loss of the season. And the Nationals on the scoring front, only scoring in the second inning, sparked by Nick Senzel's solo homer with 2 outs, and then got a walk that would get a run home with the bases loaded. The Orioles won the rubber match in Los Angeles 6-5, despite the Angels scoring 5 unanswered runs to end the game. Dean Kramer had his first double-digit strikeout game of the season and his first win of the year, but his shutout was broken up by Mike Trout's home run. The L.A. Slugger, the first player in the majors to 10 home runs, and does that for the third time in the last 7 seasons. The Baltimore Ravens made history in a surprising move. They've agreed to a 2-year extension with Rashad Bateman, making the former 27th overall pick the first round receiver to sign a second